Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's great. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for this opportunity to just be in conversation with one another. God, we thank you for all the civil servants that we have taking care of this great village. We thank you for the task that we have before us. We welcome in the Holy Spirit, not only into this place, but into our hearts and minds as we have this meeting together. We ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Here.
Frank?
Here.
Demelin?
Here.
Todd?
Here.
Dawson?
Here.
Johnson?
Yep.
Is there a motion to approve the
amendment? Madam Vice Chair, there are two amendments for Vice Mayor, I said Chair. For the next meeting, it's on Tuesday, February 20th. Thank you, Mr. Bay. I got the date right, put the wrong day down. And then under the second reason for executive session, I just need to add under that same section, employment of a public employee.
You need a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Frank?
Yes.
Demelin?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the January 16th meeting?
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please.
Demelin?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Wait a minute. The date on the minutes, it says Monday, January 16th. It should be Tuesday, January 16th.
Oh. That's right, too.
Nothing sneaking past you. Nothing sneaking past you, Doug.
I'm fine.
I went through the Q's and call.
So I don't know if we have to read.
We do a motion to adopt as amended.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Demelin?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Is there anybody from the public that wishes to address council? Is there anything for correspondence?
Oh, sorry. I understand here. Just start with your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Dan Gutierrez. I live on 306 Wood Street. And I'm here on behalf of my dad, who does not speak any English. He is wondering why the water bill is getting high. Like, is there a reason why I didn't tell him why? Like,
so your council, they don't, they're not here on a daily basis. They don't like take care of that stuff. But if you come up here during the regular business hours, we can take a look at your bill and we can try to figure something out.
Everybody getting high water bill. Like,
right.
My dad's like surprised. He's like really upset. He gets laid off every winter.
Yeah, the water rates had to be increased to cover the expense of operating the plant.
What's wrong with the water? I mean, does it really need like new like what?
Yes, it needs a lot of upgrades. But if you come up during the day, we can take a look at it. We can see if there's something maybe wrong. If it's abnormally high or
like he just said, he said, why is he paying so much? He used to pay $90 every month.
Right, because the rates increased.
I mean, that's the only concern I have for him, too. So, he's been here for a long time. So, he's wondering why. Just why?
The reason the bills increase is because there was a rate increase. That's the only reason.
That's the only reason?
Yes.
So there are no other reason why, too? Explain.
Look, if you call me during regular business hours, I will be happy to have this conversation. It's not appropriate to have it during a council meeting.
I know, but I'm just wondering, too.
You can come up here anytime, make an appointment with me, and I'd sit down and explain it to you. Okay, but I'm not going to have this full conversation with you and interrupt the council meeting just for that. I can do that during the day anytime.
You will tomorrow.
I'll talk to you after the meeting, okay? Is that good?
That's the reason, okay. I'm not here to argue anything. I just wonder why he's upset too.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anything for something?
I have nothing, Madam Vice Mayor.
Administrator report?
You have the four departmental reports in your packet. I'm kind of impressed. They're getting better at it. Quite a bit of cross-department assisting, which is good. So if you have any questions on those, I can answer them.
What further things were inside the EPA pre-treatment letter that they were requested that we sent back in? So pre-treatment EPA comment letter received, reviewing comments and compiling additional requests.
So typically they'll ask for clarifying stuff. Jamie worked with Robert on that. I did not see the letter.
Okay.
But they'll say we need some additional information on this. And so then she worked with Robert. They got it all answered and they got it sent back in. So hopefully we'll get an answer on that soon.
I was wondering, Jamie had completed a grant application for pre-treatment chemicals. Do you know what the value of that grant is?
So that grant application, if it is awarded, she will be here to tell you guys that, because this was all her. And she worked again with Robert and put together an application for the maximum amount of this particular grant, which would be $5 million. And it would install the permanent pretreatment. It would install a secondary charcoal filtering after the microfilters that would eliminate the TTHM issue that we battle every summer. And it would expand and update our microfilters. So it would take care of everything in the plant. And it would cost the village about $1 million match.
You know what our ratings the possibility of getting that?
Because of the TTHM issues and some of the other issues we're having with the plant that the EPA is watching, I think we got a better than average chance at getting awarded it.
Any other questions on the report? Then a motion to approve the invoices.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Law director, do you have anything?
I have nothing, thank you.
Did Dawson have anything?
No, I have nothing, thank you.
Does anybody have anything for committee reports? There will be a rules of ordinances committee meeting following this council meeting. Are there any questions related to today's council proceedings? Our next regular meeting of the village council will be Tuesday, February 20th at 5:30. Do I have to do those separate?
No, okay. We can. No, you say them both, but we don't have to come out and go back.
Okay. We need a motion to go into executive session for our revised code 121.22 to consider the purchase of property for municipal purposes, and also to consider the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee of a public employee.
Inviting the chief, the law director, and the administrator.
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Gosselin?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Gray?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
And now I'm just thinking that I'm going to have to run around and move two tables out of the way and then.
So moved.
Second.
Johnson?
Here.
Shire?
Yes. Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Is there a motion to adjourn our meeting?
I got one question first.
Okay. Since we came out of executive session, before you asked for that motion, you say there is no action to be taken as a result of discussions in executive session.
There is not action to be taken as a result of executive session.
Correct. Good enough.
Have we heard anything on Marky Browns?
Marky?
Or
Bunny Bearings.
Okay. Bunny Bearings, no.
Yeah.
We haven't got word on, because we applied for a grant. Also, that would cover the village's portion of that. So we haven't heard on that, nor the state funding getting freed up for the project to start. So I'm hoping any day now, because they were talking like it could probably be a spring, actually, project. So.
And then I got one other quick. The behind the Eagles, the 109 and that, that strip of parking, is that the town's or is that?
That's the Eagles, they own that whole lot.
I'll have to look on the Potter's website and see what the boundary lines are.
Because the driveway that goes back there, that used to be the town, I didn't know if the town had it, but there's a hole there. Eagles could do some stone.
I'll take a look at who's.
That would be Rick Kiger's. He purchased that property.
Yeah, if it's on the old village map, I understand that was sold to Kiger.
Okay.
Now, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved. Second.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Demeline? Yes.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.